Okay, we dug into a pretty serious pile of documents this week,
Yeah, good.
all centered on these critical security flaws that popped up around October 2025. We're talking maximum severity alerts.
The kind that really do keep CISOs up at night.
Exactly, affecting huge infrastructure tools, things like Redis, GoAnywhere, Oracle E-Business Suite, big stuff.
Right, so we're looking at what you might call a critical vulnerability trifecta here.
The trifecta, yeah.
Our mission really is to quickly break down three separate massive threats. Two of them are CVSS 10.0s.
Perfect scores means remote code execution, right? RCE.
Instant RCE, yeah. We need you, the listener, to understand not just what they are, but why getting them patched immediately is, well, it's just not optional.
Let's jump into the first one, the one that honestly kind of shocked me. Redis, CVE 2025-49844.
Also known as Redis Shell.
Redis shell, right? Perfect 10.0 CVSS. But here's the kicker. Get this. It's a memory corruption flaw, a use after free, that's been sitting in the Redis source code for about 13 years.
13 years. It's pretty staggering.
How does that even happen? Doesn't that mean tools just missed it for over a decade?
Well, it's complex. What happens is an authenticated user can craft a special Lua script,
Okay.
and this script basically tricks the server's memory management, the garbage collector.
Right.
It allows the attacker to escape the Lua sandbox, break out of that safe space,
And then run code.
and then achieve remote code execution, RCE, directly on the host machine.
Okay, so authentication is required, but you mentioned the exposure.
Exactly. That's the crucial part for you listening. Sources are saying over 330,000 Redis instances are just, sitting exposed online.
300,000.
And wait, about 60,000 of those have zero authentication? None.
Wow. So just wide open door?
Completely wide open, often hit instantly for cryptojacking or getting pulled into botnets.
Yeah.
It's fast.
Is there a fix?
Yes, thankfully. The fix is out. It impacts all versions, but it was patched in versions 6.2.2.0, 7.2.1.1, 7.4.6, 8.0.4, and 8.2.2.
Okay, good.
And if you absolutely cannot patch right this second, the workaround is to set up an ACL, an access control list,
To block what?
to block the dangerous Lua execution commands, eval and eval shy. Restrict those.
Okay, so that Redis one, it's a wake-up call about old code, like a ticking time bomb.
Definitely.
But let's pivot because you mentioned active exploitation. What about the flaws being hit right now? Fortr go anywhere.
Right, CVE 2025-10035, another perfect CVSS 10.0.
And this one?
This is a critical deserialization vulnerability. Leads straight to command injection
Without authentication.
without authentication. And what's really interesting here is the attribution. Microsoft actually pinned the exploitation on a specific group,
Oh.
Storm 1175. They're known for deploying Medusa ransomware.
Okay, Medusa.
And the attacks apparently started around September 10th, 2025. They were using things like Simple Help and Mesh Agent, RMM tools for persistence.
Sticking around.
Yeah, and then using rclone for grabbing data quickly.
Okay, so GoAnywhere is under active attack by ransomware groups. What about the Oracle one? Oracle E-Business Suite.
Right, CVE 2025-6188E. This one's a CVSS 9.8, so almost perfect. Also allows RCE without authentication.
And this sounds like it was pretty sophisticated.
Oh, extremely. This attack chain shows some serious skill. CrowdStrike attributed this one to CalOP.
Calliope Graceful Spider, right. Notorious group.
That's them. Attacks were seen as far back as August 9th, 2025, and the RCE, it's achieved through this like orchestrated sequence of five separate bugs chained together.
Five bugs just to get in. How does that even work, in short?
Well, think of it like picking multiple locks in sequence. They start with an authentication bypass
Okay.
using something called Sync Servlet. Then they use a server-side request forgery, an SSRF attack, combined with something called CRL injection, basically tricking the server into fetching a malicious file from their server.
Malicious instruction file.
Exactly, like an XSLT template in this case.
Yeah.
And that complex dance lets them upload web shells, backdoors for persistence.
That sounds incredibly complex to pull off.
It is high-level stuff.
And CISA's involved now too, right?
Yeah, that's the punchline on urgency
Yeah.
here. CISA added this Oracle EBS flaw, the CVE 2025-61882, to its key V catalog.
The known exploited vulnerabilities list.
Exactly, because it's confirmed as being used in ransomware campaigns.
Yeah.
They've told federal agencies they have to patch this by October 27th, 2025.
So the clock is ticking loudly on that one.
Very loudly. So if you connect the dots, you've got groups like CLEAP, like Storm 1175, moving incredibly fast.
Yeah.
They don't seem to care if the way in is a 13-year-old bug like Redis or this brand new super complex Oracle chain.
If it gets them RCE.
If it gets them RCE, they're weaponizing it. Usually for ransomware, data theft, the usual motives.
It really is a fascinating contrast, isn't it? You have this like surgical precision needed for the Oracle attack.
Right.
And then the Redis flaw, which was basically exposed because people didn't set a password, just insecure defaults.
Yeah, the sheer simplicity on one end, extreme complexity on the other. Which really brings up a final point, a question for you, the listener, to think about.
Okay.
Considering this gap, right? The intricate Oracle chain versus the simple Redis default issue. What does that pattern suggest about where organizations should focus their, you know, limited defense resources? Should you be investing heavily in hunting for sophisticated zero days, like the Oracle one, or is it more about doubling down on the fundamentals, basic configuration security, patching hygiene, like preventing the Redis issue?
Yeah, the basics versus the advanced threats. Where's the bigger risk? Or maybe there's the better return on security investment.
Exactly, something to mull over on your own.